Colin Bissett loves a fine building. He truly does. And in Hong Kong, he found one of the best.
The HSBC building in Hong Kong is an intriguing blend of old and new. When it opened in 1985, it was the most expensive building on the planet, and it dominated Hong Kong's harbour like some kind of giant plug-in component. It was the work of Norman Foster, and his brief was to build the best banking building in the world. What he did was build the most unusual. The intention was to show that the Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation was at the cutting edge of banking, at a time when few knew what the Chinese would do when the colony was handed back by the British in 1997. This wasn't a new strategy. In 1923, the company's grandiose Shanghai headquarters dominated the city's iconic Bund, the largest classical building in Asia, a clear sign of being as good as anything in London. Foster's HSBC building was ultra-modern, with an external framework that had floors suspended as though on coat hangers. Its 12-storey atrium in the core drew in light from outside using a clever mirror system so that the interior seemed to glow with light from above. The ground floor was an open plaza with a glass ceiling through which the busyness of the company was displayed, like goods in a shop window. And yet, for all its modernity, it gave more than a passing nod to the practice of feng shui, the ancient Chinese philosophy of addressing the energy of the landscape. Its entrance doors could be opened to whichever direction the best energy of the year was believed to come from. It was supported by the lofty Victoria Peak behind and open to the flowing energy of the harbour at the front, which symbolised its ability to hold on to money. Even the escalators were angled to draw the most beneficial energy right into the building's heart. Hong Kong is perhaps the most superstitious city on earth. Within a few years of the building's opening, the new Bank of China building rose nearby. It was designed by American architect I.M. Pei of Louvre Pyramid fame, and it was in his signature crystalline style, except that it was also shaped like a Chinese meat cleaver, as though ready to chop down its competition. Its sharpest edges were directed at both the HSBC and the governor's residence, like an assassin pointing a knife. Many believed this was why HSBC's stock took a sudden tumble and why the governor died unexpectedly. The HSBC fought back. Two window cleaning gantries were installed at the top of the building, which looked like cannons directed at the Bank of China, and an energetic truce appears to have been reached. The two buildings are now overshadowed by taller foes, but the HSBC still stands out. An icon of the 1980s, certainly, but also a building that used the past to assure a future.